Storm Lake Radio, joined by Storm Lake Activities Director Ty Seaman, who received word on Tuesday morning from Humboldt Activities Director Greg Thomas regarding the football game played last Friday. Ty, pick it up from there and tell me, when you answer the phone and Mr. Thomas is on the other end, what exactly happened in your conversation regarding last Friday's football game?
Yeah, Chris, actually I had an email from Greg when I got to school yesterday and just asked me to call him that we needed to visit. And so I gave him a call, and he informed me that unfortunately, unintentionally, they had had a young man play in the game Friday night that was not eligible to compete. And therefore, after reporting themselves to the state association, that the outcome of the game, at least on paper, would be reversed, and we would win by forfeit, which will look on paper as a 2-0 victory for the Tornadoes. You know, I guess I feel really bad for them being at the game, and I, you know, from my perspective, and I'm sure our coaches, and I hope our kids. Feel like, you know, we did not win that game, and the amount of snaps that this young man was involved in was very minimal, but nonetheless, the rules rule, and to their credit, and I guess their integrity's really high, that, you know, they realized that they made a mistake and reported it to the state.
Yeah, and I can see that coming from Greg Thomas, as you said, great person, and so for Coach Rudy Week and the Tornadoes, now 3-0 on the season.
Yeah, that's the side of it that's going to make an impact, because, as you know, probably some of our listeners at least know now, this year playoff implications are going to be determined by win percentage of your opponents and your team, and even your opponent's opponents. So it's going to have an impact there. And the first RPI came out over the weekend, and I believe, you know, we were sitting at like number 12 in 3A right now, and this is probably going to change that a little bit, and it's very early in the year. We know we've got a rough road ahead of us, and no easy schedule to play, but for now, that makes a difference.
Ty, we've been around high school sports for a long time. Is this a first for you? Because it is for me. This is the first I've ever heard of a situation occur like this.
Yeah, this is a first for me, either, you know, being involved as a coach or an activities director. It's not a first. It happens on a yearly basis, especially early in the year when, you know, teams are still trying to figure themselves out, and once in a while a kid will get on the field that's not supposed to be there. And, you know, it happens. It's happened earlier this year with another team in the state, and it's something that seems to happen once or twice, it seems like, every fall.
Well, I heard about it just last night working the chain gang during the 8th grade football game, so I'm thankful that you could join us and clarify this for our listeners and high school football fans. Thank you.
You bet, Chris. Thanks.
Activities Director Ty Seaman joining us here at Storm Lake Radio.